Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac, and I wish that I had a camera right now. Well, actually, I do have a camera on my phone, but I wish that I had something to show you right now. I wish there was a camera on me so you could see my view right now because it is amazing. It's amazing. I am currently sitting in my front yard and I am staring at 22 chickens that somehow we kept alive over the winter. They are busting at the seams to get out of our garage. They have wrecked it. It is a mess. I cannot wait to get them out and to power wash it and to blow it out and to clean it and all the things and to get them into their new little home, which is just about ready, which will be finished up probably today by my husband. He has done such a great job on this coop. I'm so impressed and I'm ready to get these chickens out there in a few months, get some eggs from them. But I have to, I have to tell you guys this story because it is so funny. I'm just laughing at this story in my head, like at least once a day because, oh man, it just cracks me up. So early February, we got our shipment of baby chicks and I ordered 16, a bunch of different varieties. When I went and picked them up, there they were in this cute, well, the box wasn't cute. They were so cute, but they were in this big brown box and they were all like cozy together and they were so cute and tiny and fluffy and making the cutest little chirpy noises. And oh my gosh, I brought them home and we just loved on them, got them into their brand new little home. And that was it. We just, you know, we were so excited to have them. And I ordered 16, which in my opinion was like quite ambitious with this being the first animals that we've ever tried to raise. We had no idea what we were getting into, but I ordered 16 because I was told that oftentimes, like, you lose a couple during the process. So I was keeping that in mind. And also there was like a minimum that we needed to hit in order to be able to order chicks. So it kind of just worked out that way. Anthony's idea was like to start with 5 and I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then I ordered 16. So anyways, we get them within the first 3 or 4 days, we lose 3. And, you know, we were sad, but kind of expecting it. And then we've just kind of moved through the winter and they've grown so quickly. They are very large. They're almost full size at this point. And like I said, they're busting at this out of the seams of this tiny little pin that we have for them in the garage. And, you know, funny thing happened over the weekend. We had some friends over from the co-op and they have 3 boys and a little girl and they were all here and they were playing and they came out to see the chickens. And, you know, at one point, one of the little dudes was like, you have 22 chickens. No, yeah, 22 chickens. And we're like, no, I know it seems like a lot because they're moving around and they're all really close. So it just seems like a lot of chickens, but there's only 13. And he's like, no, there's 22. And we're like, no, there isn't. It just, you know, seems like a lot. And he's like, no, there are 22 chickens. So Anthony and I look at each other and we're like, no, what is he talking about? So we start counting and we count past 13 and we count past 14 and 15 and 16 and 17. And sure as there are 21 chickens. So I don't know what happened. We ordered 16. Apparently they said you get 24. And so now we have 21 chickens, which is like, okay, here we go. We're just going for it. And it's going to be so great once they start laying eggs. But yeah, right now, no wonder. No wonder we feel like we are like popping at the seams and we've got, you know, more, you know, we're doing this like, we want them to be obviously pasture raised and organic because those are the kind of eggs that we eat. And so that's how we're feeding them. And I'm like, man, they're going through food so fast. How many bags have we gone through? Well, you know, we thought we had 13 and we have 21. So everything's making sense. But anyways, I'm watching them right now. They're just like getting these little personalities. They're getting big enough and like getting defined enough, like their own little details on them that we can now start to name them. So that's like really exciting as well. All right, enough about the chickens, even though it is so exciting and probably one of the things I'm going to touch on in this episode today. But we are going to talk about taking a stroll down memory lane to celebrate yourself and also to make some new or maybe continued decisions. And so the way that this came up, actually, this is kind of twofold. Earlier today, I got one of those notifications on my Google Photos, which was like, your memories from 8 years ago today. And so I opened it and it was a picture of Anthony basically fake. Well, I mean, he was pushing a stroller. There just wasn't a baby in it. We just received a stroller, probably off of our registry, and he put it together. And I remember this day like it was yesterday. Like, we were having this moment. We're like, oh my gosh. In, you know, a couple weeks, there's going to be a baby in here. This is wild. And so looking back at this picture and seeing him holding, like pushing this empty stroller brought me back to that time 8 years ago and got me thinking about how much has changed in 8 years. And so that was kind of rolling around in my brain today. And then I happened to listen to a podcast that was like on a similar track talking about, you know, where she's been in the last 10 years and all the different changes that she's made and all the things that she's celebrating. And I was like, let's go. This is a perfect topic because I also think it's perfect because it is springtime. And I don't know about you, but during the spring when, you know, things are blooming and new little lives are coming about, whether it's chicks or, you know, animals that like during the wintertime did their thing. Like I'm seeing a lot of little baby deer and, what are they called? Is it fawns? Running around here. So it's like a perfect time to be thinking about, you know, new life and new decisions and change and things like that. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about, we're going to talk about the last 5 years of your life. And I want you to kind of go on this journey with me as I'm going to be celebrating some of the biggest things that have happened for me over the last 5 years. And I'm going to be talking about why this is so important to do. And then I'm going to give you your own little assignment for you to do as well at the end of this. So as you're brainstorming this and kind of considering this topic as I'm walking you through this for me, I want you to be thinking about things that you've accomplished or that you have done really well or things that you're proud of that have happened over the last 5 years. So it could be, you know, the way that you raise your family. It could be graduating from school. It could be starting school. It could be staying in the same job. It could be getting a promotion, working out consistently, losing weight, getting married, having kids leave the home, you know, so many different things that like big things that have probably happened over the last 5 years. And then I also want you to think about the little things, you know, the little promises that you've kept to yourself every day or most days for the last 5 years, or, you know, maybe it's been something new that you've started in the last year, but that still falls in under the category of the last 5 years. So I want you to start thinking about those things. And thinking about them in the way, you know, first off of things that you've, let's say, stuck with, right? When I think about things that I've stuck with that I'm really, really proud of, one of the first things that comes to mind is the decisions, the really big decisions that we've made around how we want to parent Watson and how we want to raise him. And that goes all the way back to when he was like still in my womb, right? We made the decision that we wanted to raise him as naturally as possible. And so that came with a lot of really big decisions and a lot of decisions that are, especially like, gosh, 8 years ago, were not seen to be like mainstream, safe even. We didn't know a lot of people who were doing it. And it just was something that we did a lot of research around. We were lucky enough to have other people who were like-minded, who kind of supported us in this decision-making process as well. But it wasn't easy. A lot of it wasn't easy. You know, coming from like the decisions that we made medically surrounding his birth, the way we were going to feed him, things that we were going to decline, you know, all through his like, you know, first few years, like it was a lot. And then how we feed him, the way that we continue to like support his immune system, the things that we let him watch, all the way to how we now school him, right? We've decided to homeschool him, if you're not aware of that. And so when I think about things that I'm proud of that we have stuck to, that I've stuck to, collectively we've stuck to it, but that's a big one, the way that we have decided to parent Watson. So that's something that when I think about, I'm like, man, that makes me really, really proud. That's something that I've stuck with. Another thing that I think about when I consider things that I'm proud of for sticking with is just the way that I take care of my body. And I think oftentimes it's really easy to overlook or not give ourselves the credit we deserve when it's something that we just do either naturally or easily. Maybe it wasn't something we did easily or naturally to begin with, but maybe it just is now because it's become a habit. And I still think that we should give ourselves praise and acknowledgement for that. So eating healthy and moving my body in a healthy way has been something that's been a part of my life for a really long time, at least over a decade, more, longer than that, but very intentionally over the last decade. And it's something that's really important to me. And it's also something that I could tell myself is easy. But when I actually look at the effort that has to go into it, it really like, it takes a lot of effort, right? A lot of meal prepping, a lot of intentionality with what I'm going to be making for dinner and breakfast and lunch, a lot of intentionality with how I'm going to set up my schedule to make sure I have time to do those things, the way I set up my schedule to make sure I have time to move my body enough in a day or throughout the week. And so I look at that and I look at that decision that I make daily, weekly, you know, to set myself up for success. And I think that that is something that I'm really proud of for sticking with. And I want to pause and acknowledge for myself as well. And then there's a couple other things that I wrote down when I was brainstorming this, things that I'm really proud of and that I want to celebrate that I've done over the last 5 years that surprise me and also make me pause and be like, wow, like, man, you've done some really cool things and that I want to give you credit for getting done. You know, first as I first went into this, I was thinking about things that I'm proud of myself for sticking to. And then I also want to give myself credit and be proud of things that I'm just like proud of just doing, getting it done. And that would be things like building a business, helping my husband build a business, a successful business, and teaching at the co-op. That is something that has been new this year and something that I would never have seen myself or thought about doing, but I am doing, and I'm just figuring it out as I go. Becoming a legree instructor. So that's not something that I'm actively doing right now, but it is something that I did a few years back and will be beginning again up here in the next few months. And when I think about that, I remember, you know, those years ago when I was getting trained and I was like starting the process, and I was so nervous and I was also very overwhelmed, thinking I didn't have enough time and, you know, all of these things that like creep into our minds. And now that I'm like looking back on when I, you know, went through that process and what came from it, and then also getting ready to go back into it, it makes me really proud. And to be like, yeah, that's a really cool thing to do that, you know, I easily minimized and was like, oh, it's not a big deal, I'm just doing it. But it can be a big deal, and it should be a big deal, and it should be something that I take pause and like acknowledge and give myself credit for. So that was one thing that I wrote down. I wrote down moving twice in very different conditions. One was a very, very big surprise, and where we basically had to throw away 90% of the things in our life, in our lives at that time, beds, decorations, so many memories that we had just stored in the basement. We had found that there was mold in this home, and the way that it kind of like infested this house is that it was just kind of on everything. So we had to leave everything. I'm talking furniture, anything that was in the basement, which was like, you know, all of our keepsakes, so much stuff. Did I say mattresses? I mean, just everything that you can think of. We got our clothes professionally, but everything else pretty much had to go. So that was a very different circumstance. And then we've moved recently, and that was a very enjoyable circumstance. And we are where we are now, but still, like, moving twice in the last 5 years, I think, is something to celebrate, especially the way that we did it, which was trying to make it as enjoyable, as positive as possible, even given the circumstances that were kind of like not the most ideal, if you will. And then a couple other little things that I wrote down when I was thinking about this, like, man, what am I looking at that I've done over the last 5 years that I'm just proud of, excited to share? And some of the little things were like learning to bake bread. That has like been so fun for me over the last year now. That has like sprung to making my own pizza crusts and making so many pastries and making pancakes and anything that you can use with sourdough discard, I do. And I get so much joy from being in my kitchen and cooking and baking. And it is just something that I'm really proud of. I'm really proud of that's one way that I continue to take care of my family and to feed my family with my own two hands. And finally, what I want to share is how I have grown my faith. I am so proud of myself for how I have really just poured into my faith and really done like a 180. Believing in God, believing in Jesus, our Lord Savior, is something that I've always wanted and has always sounded nice to say that I do believe, but the way that it is in me now, and the way that I feel it, and the way that it is like shows up in my life and my thoughts and my actions and my discussions is what I've always hoped for. And I pray daily that it will only continue to grow. And this was all possible because of specific people that I've connected with and just allowed these relationships to grow and to be open to these relationships, I should say. And the way these women have poured into me has been incredible. And it has allowed my faith, like I said, to grow in the way that it has. And it brought me to Bible study, which was really the most impactful part of my growing faith. So I'm really, really proud of that. And that's something that I want to give myself a big hug for and love on myself for. So the reason that I'm sharing all of this with you, and the reason that I took the time to write these things down for myself, is because it is so important to celebrate ourselves, to love on ourselves, because it changes how we think about ourselves. Oftentimes we just get into our life and we're just moving through the day and we're doing the things, and we don't recognize the way that we think about ourselves. And hopefully, ideally, the things that you're saying to yourself about yourself are positive. But I can tell you from experience with people that I talk to daily, whether it's clients or whether it's just regular old people, the way that we talk about ourselves out loud and, you know, internally as well, is not very kind. It's not very compassionate. It's judgmental. It's shameful. Sometimes it's degrading. And to be able to change that, to be able to change the inner dialogue, the way that we speak to ourselves, it takes practice. It takes awareness first. We have to be aware of how we're talking to ourselves. And we have to practice speaking to ourselves in a way that makes us feel better and that builds us up and makes us feel loved on. And so this little activity that I'm taking you through today is one way that we can practice that, right? Looking at things that we've done in our lives. And I'm giving you the example of the last 5 years, and I could probably pull out so many more things that I'm proud of and that I want to share in here, but I don't want this to be, you know, an hour long. But looking at those things and really giving yourself that moment to be like, I am proud of you. That wasn't easy, or that took effort, and look at you. And even if you didn't do it perfect, you kept going and you keep trying and you're doing it. That changes the way that we look at ourselves, the way that we feel about ourselves, and the way that we act. Because if you think about it, if I'm thinking to myself all day long, I'm messing up, I'm not doing it right, or I'm not doing enough, I'm gonna feel pretty bad. I'm definitely not going to feel confident. I'm going to second guess myself. I might be in pity. I might be in shame. And that is absolutely going to determine the actions that I take. Somebody that feels like not confident and is second guessing themselves is not going to do things that requires confidence or for you to take a chance on yourself or you to make bold decisions and follow through and, you know, continue to do the hard things, right? It makes it so much more difficult to have a life that you are proud of and a life that like makes you feel alive and you know, my sign off each week to have a meaningful life when we feel these negative emotions. And what creates these negative emotions is what we think, and specifically what we think about ourselves. So when we have positive self-talk that allows us to have our own back, right? We say things to ourselves like, you know, I'm so proud of you. You've got this. No matter what, I've got your back. You're doing all right. You're not messing up. Even if you aren't doing it perfectly, you're still trying and we're still learning. If you're saying things like that to yourself, you are going to feel more confident. You are going to take maybe more risks. You're going to take chances. You're going to design a bigger and bolder life. And so it's so important to take these moments, like I said, to celebrate ourselves, to kind of generate these feelings of love and pride and maybe even like empowered when we look at these things that we've done. And the other part of this is it gives us an opportunity to see what we've done in our life, decisions that we've made or decisions that we're continuing to make, and to assess if we want to continue to do them, if they're leading us in the direction that we want to go. So one of my mentors calls this redeciding. So looking at these decisions and saying, this is a decision that I made or I'm currently making. Would I do it again? Or do I want to continue to make this decision? And I heard the saying once that decisions are where our power is declared out into the world. So when we make a decision and then we enact that decision, it's like we can see our power out in the world. We can see the power of like our actions and what we decided in our brain, like, and then basically, like I said, our actions going out into the world, we get to actually see that and put it out into the world. And that's such a, I don't know, for me, like a empowering thought to have. So when I think about this and I think about how much I love being able to see the outcome of a decision that I've made, it makes a lot of sense for me as to why I like change so much. And I really do like change. I never thought of myself as someone who liked change. I like healthy change. I like change that's intentional, and I like change that is for the better. And I love the idea of growing and improving. And when change encompasses that, I'm all about it. And I make change quick, and I do it boldly, and I do it fearlessly. And I do that because I have my own back. And that's why it's so important to love on yourself and generate these positive feelings towards yourself so that you can do that, so that you don't find yourself stuck in a dead-end job or a dead-end relationship or dead-end habits because you don't have the thoughts about yourself in order to generate the feelings that you need to stop doing those things or to get out of those things or to make changes. Being able to make changes and to do better for yourself or better for your family or better for your life, it requires you to do something that is going to be uncomfortable. It requires you to do something that is going to maybe even make you fearful or scared. And in order to do something like that, we've got to have our own backs. We've got to believe in ourselves. We have to love ourselves to do things that are a lot of times incredibly hard. So here's what I want to offer you today. I want you to take 10 minutes, maybe longer if you have it. It'd be beautiful if you could give yourself 30 minutes, but low barrier to entry, let's go 10. And I want you to think about the last 5 years of your life. For me, it was fun to pull up my Google Photos and to kind of scroll through like the last 5 years and to remind myself of things that I might have forgotten and kind of point out things to myself in that way. But I want you to look at the last 5 years of your life and I want you to point out big things and little things that you are proud of yourself for, little habits, big milestones, and all of the things in between. And I want you to kind of bask in the glory of who you are and what you've done and why you're so proud of yourself for accomplishing those things, how hard they were, or how many times you had to recommit, or how many times you had to retry, or how many times you had to, you know, fall on your face and get back up again. All of those things I want you to acknowledge for yourself and give yourself a great big hug for it. And then the second thing that I want you to do is redecide. Looking at those things, you know, decisions that you've made to do things, to not do things, to continue to do things. I want you to ask yourself, do I want to continue down that path? And so the prompt, the answer, the question prompt that I often like to use for this is, what do I want to keep doing? What do I want to stop doing? And what do I want to start doing? And I want you to think about that as you're looking at what you've done over the last 5 years, because there might be some things in there that you're like, I want to keep rocking this out. I'm so proud of myself. Let's keep going. And then there might be some things in there that you're like, you know what? This served me, but I think I'm going to stop doing it this way and I'm going to start doing it this way, right? So I want you to just keep all of that in the back of your mind as you are celebrating yourself, as you are loving yourself, as you are feeling so proud of everything that you've accomplished. All right, have so much fun. And as I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life and we will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.